in a large, long string hem around his neck.
And, you know, when a man gets dressed, he has to have something to hold up his trousers. What's that?
That's galluses.
And have you ever heard them called something else?
Spenders.
Spenders.
Spenders, that's right.
But it means the same thing.
Means the same thing.
And the ones on overalls, did you call them?
They called them their, galluses to hold them up for them. You know, that's what they used to call them there, but they got to call them the spenders to their overalls, where they could buckle them on the buckle there.
Oh, yes. Well, what do you hold over your head when it's raining?
Parasol.
And have you ever heard that called something else?
Umbrella.
But is that the same thing?
Same thing.
And when you make up a bed, what's the last thing you put under it?
Your pillars.
And the cover.
Well, that go. When you make it up, it completes all of it. The spread and all, when you get through with it, then you have to tuck up your pillars under it.
So the spread is the last thing you put on?
The last thing you put on it.
Well, what else is there on the bed besides the pillow and the spread?
Well, the sheets and pillowcases and blankets, springs on the bed.
Well, if you might make something like a blanket out of little pieces of cloth or something.
Well, you can make a little quilt out of a piece of little blocks of cloth, a bonded knit.
Oh, really?
For a baby bed or for a big bed, too. But now they're hard to quilt with your fingers.
Mm. How do you quilt it?
I quilt with a machine.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, now, have you ever seen something like a pillow that goes all the way across the bed?
Well, now you've got two pillars on that bed and you can tuck them enough to where they look like a pillar all across the bed.
Well, do you remember anything at the top of the bed, the head of the bed, that would go all the way across?
Nothing but this. Well, they used to have rolls on the wooden bedstead. They had about that big around.
Would that be made out of wood?
Yeah.
Well, did you ever see something like a pillow that went all the way across?
No, I didn't ever see none, but they go through the bed, you know, cutting it over the head in the head of the bed.
Well, did that roll, that wooden roll you're talking about, did it only go part of the way across?
Your head goes slant across the head of it up there. But now it was above where the pillars would lie in your head of it. It was up at the top. Great old, like my bedstead in yonder, the post is at it.
Oh, yes. And what about did you ever hear of a bolster?
Yeah. Now that's them that has them. Used to have skeeter nets come down over them, you know.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Now, what was that?
That skeeter net would come over them high posts way up there.
Yes, sir.
And they'd have to take that cloth in and turn it down to get under there.
So
go all around the bed.
So they turn it down where?
At the side where they got in at. It'd be left open and they could pull that net back.
And what'd you call that net?
A net covering to keep them skeeters from biting.
And what was the bolster?
It was just a frame just hanging up on from a socket of the house hanging in. It was in a, like hanging a lamp up there.
Oh, it hung up there.
You hung it on a string up over your bed.
And what'd you call that thing?
A skeeter net, they always call me.
And what'd you hook the skeeter net on?
He called it a bow. Yeah, well, it had to be, for it had to come down the string from the top to hold that hook in it. Hooks. We go hook like that.
Yes, ma'am. That's interesting. I've never seen one of them. Did you use skeeter net for that?
No, I didn't, because I had screen houses. A lot of them that didn't have the houses screens, and they used them that way to keep skeeters from biting.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, that's the way they used to have them to keep the babies.